Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. I will need a new copy of these agreements.
Yeah, I'll revise that.
Okay.
I'll revise that page.
There, yeah, a single page is all that needs to be done on that.
I can get that.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
It was just that first page, it's not referenced anywhere else in there?
No, all I seen, the last page was the attestment, so.
Well, and I'm sure he'll notice on the first page, at one point, he's got the year 2024. But he'll catch that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
On the agreement there. Oh, okay, yep. We'll move to our next order of business. We have the agreement for the 2025 flatbed truck, file number 24-129, Roden Bridge. This morning, we have Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning.
This truck that we went out to bid for, this is going to be for the new paint truck, correct?
Correct.
Be the chassis for the paint truck. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 23rd, 2024, approving the agreement as to form.
Any questions?
No.
Hearing none.
Move to approve the agreement for 2025 flatbed truck buying between Taney County and Pinniger Chevrolet Buick GMC Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for the equipment trailer, hitch trailer, one or more, file number 24-130, Roden Bridge, A, for the primary, and then file number 24-130, Roden Bridge, B, for the secondary. Once again, this is one that we'd went out for bid for, correct, Devin? And we did a primary and a secondary?
Correct. It would be just a kennel hitch trailer for the pollen, our equipment.
Okay.
Replace one of our older ones.
Move to approve agreement for equipment hitch trailer, one or more, buying between Taney County and Craftsman Incorporated of Albemarle, North Carolina, and the agreement for equipment hitch trailer, one or more, buying between Taney County and Westgate Trailers of Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Don't go anywhere. You've got our next order of business. Next, we have the Whispering Hills Road discussion that you'd asked for.
Yeah, that would be a road that was approved about a year ago or so, year and a half ago, maybe longer. Contingent upon a few things, and they have now met all the contingents. So I was just letting you know we're going to add that into our cartograph. And
where's that system at?
That's down T30, Sunset End Road, probably about 2/10 of a mile in on the left.
Okay.
Yep.
This was where you were working to get the easement area where the hammer, was it a hammerhead or a cul-de-sac going in there? There was about four houses he had brought to us, and there were some trees in question in the yard.
It's an actual cul-de-sac on it.
Okay.
Was there an issue with the trees and whose property they're on, who's taking care of them?
Correct.
That's all fine, though?
Yeah, it's all good. Yep, that was part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next, we have the approval for the SURF annual contribution election. Is there anybody that wishes to speak on the Miss Blue? No? It's an annual renewal. Okay.
We've not made any changes in how long? How long has it been since we've made any changes?
Since I've been here.
Well, 2003 is when the SURF required us to go to a 4% increase.
Correct.
And at that time, well, it's really a little bit before that, and they decided at that time, 2003, that the employees hired at that time would pay the 4%.
Yeah.
And it's renewed Each year, it's voted on to determine. And as times have changed since those times, at that time, the county was running very close on the budget, and they couldn't sustain. We since then got a law enforcement tax passed, and things have taken place due to everything in the economy, everything in the world that's going on now. I think it's time that the commission look at the requirement of the 4% coming out of the new, as they're hired in, they're at a lower wage already than as some. And if we could, our contribution, SURF tells me that it can be anywhere from 1 to 4 on that, and different counties look at it as different. And the county is in a position, I believe, that we could help retain some employees that are new hire and those that are on with conditions that are going on, if we could increase our contribution amount, that we could make a contribution amount to it, which I would propose if we could at least, if we could do 2%, and then the employee continue to pay them 2%, and understand this is acceptable to them.
Do we want to have discussion on this? How do we want to move forward, or is that, was that a motion or?
Thoughts on it. I thought it was going to be discussion. But if you want me to go on, I can.
I had a hard time following.
Okay, so
you're wanting to change how we've always done it and add to where the county pays in towards SURFs.
Pays in 2% for everyone.
2%. Don, did this, who put this on our desk?
She had asked me, and others had asked about what the amount would be. That's if we paid the 4%.
Okay.
That's what we're
and that's
paying
yearly?
Right now.
That's
for the annual.
Yeah. And that was just this year's estimate.
I wanted to check and see if it was, if it would put the county in a hardship. Is our budget good for it? Are there any problems with it? But the county could not pay the 2% and then the employee pay the 2%.
So we have to notify SURF 30 days prior to January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we have to do that.
Yeah, so
we haven't started budget yet. Do we want to go into budget discussions and make this decision prior to that? David, what are your thoughts?
So I did some calculations in referencing to this being brought up and asking some questions. Currently, I show what was budgeted close to $13.8 million on salaries that would be eligible or pay or would be eligible for paying SURF, okay, which brings the exact total of SURF at $550,000 if everybody was employed right now and if they selected for SURF.
We don't have a choice. This is the mandatory.
Okay.
It's mandatory, okay.
So then what I was calculating was 13.8% or sorry, $13.8 million. And doing 4% of that is $550,000.
Is that for everybody, though? Because, see, like me, I don't pay SURF.
It's just for those that qualify.
That's including
people
positions
that, already
that are not even filled yet.
Okay.
We've got several corrections and sheriff.
And it's people that are already being, because they're hired prior to 2003.
That as well.
Okay. So you just took a blanket number.
So I did the blanket number based on what we budgeted for. So if you did... if you did 3% COLA for next year, and that's what I'm kind of basing what I'm going to be starting or doing the budget on, and that's just what I'm going to be putting in my proposed, you're looking at a jump of $15,000. So it would be instead of $550,000, it would be $565,000. So if we did
2%, it'd be $275,000 roughly.
That would be the highest, basically.
Yeah.
that we'd be paying currently, she has calculated at $435,195, and that's current of the employees currently hired and also the ones that are paying into SURF.
What's next on our agenda?
I'll have my agenda there. Until...
I can tell you if you want me to.
No. Yeah. Next on our agenda is our Allis Acres and Harney presentation.
What's that going to cost us?
No higher than,
is this something
no
that's
higher than
you tell what day in November?
It has to be submitted by the end of November.
Yes.
Okay. So we could definitely have a work session on this and then give us a chance to, we have a proposal of some sort, something to look towards. Mm-hmm. So we can have a discussion amongst the commission. We can agendize and discuss this. I don't think it's a bad idea to discuss it. It'll give us all a chance to look at numbers and maybe some more budgetary numbers.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea. Here's the... Didn't know it was going to be proposed to make any changes because we've not made any in quite a while. That being said, comments that I have made in the past publicly and privately are, whenever I first became commissioner, we were laying people off. Commission before me was laying people off, didn't have any money, wasn't weird deficit spending, things have been turned around, and I've always said, hey, in the future, whether I'm in office or somebody else, my biggest concern is they're going to see, hey, here's a pot of money, and then they spend it. Not knowing the, not having the background and the history of how we, the sacrifices we had to make, how we got to the point where we do have some funds, because we got some taxes passed, and anyway, so all that being said, not against it. I just want to make sure that we have, I'm not prepared to make a decision just today. I mean, I would like to look at budget, what's coming up, look at everything in its totality before we make a decision. So if we could, when were you planning on having budget discussion start with this?
So I'm going to be, I'm planning on turning in the proposed budget to you guys November the 12th.
12, okay.
Once again, County Clerk, tell us the deadline that you have to have this form in by.
The end of November.
Okay.
So at least I will provide some numbers to you guys in reference to the budget, what I'm turning in as the proposed. I was hoping to get some insight on also the benefits, the insurance and stuff like that, so I can maybe put that in a little bit closer to where we are projecting or wanting to, or showing projection at. Right now I've got it at 12% increase because that's going to be the max out of benefits. But if we can see where, but I don't know if I'll be able to get those numbers.
We're going to help you out there.
Yeah, I think so.
Exact, because...
And give us good tellers.
Yeah, and then our letter from SURF actually states in there 30 days prior to January 1, so... is when they need written notification.
And noted, we discussed, this was mentioned a few months ago, that so I wasn't throwing it in the dark, that looking at helping all of the employees that...
It was during the sheriff's discussion. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
And so that's why I tried to do much research to see that it was feasible and not just now for some years down. And the other thought would be good is because if we... wait till after the election, we'll see how Proposition A comes, because in the future, many years down the road, that can change a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm just asking if we table this or do we want to table.
We'll just take no action this morning, and then we'll we need to make note that we need to have a discussion or roundtable with the auditor after.
Yeah, discuss it during during budget.
Yeah, and we definitely need to have a date set, though, that we need to have a decision made by. What would be that Monday before the deadline? Anybody have a calendar?
Yeah.
I don't want something to happen and then we push up against that and not get it done.
The 25th, that's when we'll be at MAC.
Okay, so we need to have a special work session or something prior to that, then.
The 18th is the Monday after I present the proposed, giving you guys some numbers and
so
you guys the book that we
the 18th.
Look at the numbers.
Whenever you do it, could you also break it apart between, and I know you probably will, between road and bridge,
correct,
I can do that.
Law enforcement, all the different entities.
I'll give you all the numbers.